Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So years down the road, when we look back at the 2024 draft, hopefully look back on it as a foundational draft. Certainly hope that we look back on it and say they got the quarterback right. But there will be a lot of reminiscing about the months leading up to the draft and who liked, you know, which quarterback and what the team thought. And there wasn't a lot discussed by the team at all. As many of us have told you guys, there was less coming out of the organization and has been less coming out of the organization than ever before. And there was a lot of guessing. I mean, even some of the big-time, some of the big-time NFL reporters were in the dark to a certain degree. Now, I think that from the beginning, when Adam Schefter, specifically Adam Schefter, probably the most plugged-in NFL reporter, he was going awfully hard. Denton, he really was. Even though he would kind of, you know, give you the, you know, the caveat of, I haven't heard it directly from the team. This isn't something I'm reporting. But there were multiple times where he said, I think Jaden Daniels to Washington makes sense. It's what I have been hearing from people around the league. I believe the draft starts at number three with Drake May. You know, even when he was on that podcast, sorry, I'm forgetting the name of the podcast now. Do you remember the name of it where he talked about getting the jersey?
Was that the local podcast?
Yeah.
Trap or Dive.
I wanted to be able to credit them properly. When he was on that Trap or Dive podcast and he, you know, claims he was joking, which, you know, that's fine. He was. But he's Adam Schefter. And when, you know, you take a clip or you just read it in print that he said, you know, it's safe to go get your Jaden Daniels jerseys. You know, nobody knew unless you actually listened to it. That it was in context part of a joke. But anyway, I digress. He went, you know, with this all along. Now, I think, you know, just so that we get this down today, this is Schefter talking about, you know, who Washington really had honed in on at number two. Now, listening to Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and everybody since the Thursday night first round, they had Jaden Daniels as their number one for a while. But Schefter claims that if it hadn't been Daniels, it wouldn't have been Drake May. Here's what he told Pat McAfee.
You know what's funny about the Jim Harbaugh stuff? Like last week in Detroit, I'm watching ESPN and they got these odds shifting on whether the Chargers will draft J.J. McCarthy. Like, where is this coming from? Now, the interesting part about
it was on your network, Schefter. Yeah. That was on your network. That would be you.
Well, the odds were going way up on it all of a sudden. For some reason, by the way, we were talking about, you had me on from Ann Arbor two Fridays ago, and the odds on Drake May gone up. And the truth is the Commanders, the two quarterbacks they had in consideration at two were Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy. So Drake May wasn't going to. Oh. He just wasn't going. He's going to go three to New England. But back to Harbaugh a second.
So there you go. I mean, Schefter had actually mentioned this when Washington was on the clock on Thursday night as part of ESPN's coverage. But he has been adamant here for the last few days that Washington wasn't considering Drake May, that it was Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy that were in consideration for them at number two. So just for, you know, if you believe Schefter, and I do on this, I absolutely do. This is one of those conversations that, you know, will change as we get further away from it. And people will say, remember how close it was between, you know, Drake May and... No, it wasn't close between Drake May and Jaden Daniels. I don't even know that it was close between J.J. McCarthy and Jaden Daniels. But J.J. McCarthy was the only other quarterback that was considered. By the way, speaking of Drake May, who went number three overall to New England... there was a lot of reporting on what was actually offered to New England for the number three spot. So the Giants reportedly offered, I had it here a second ago, the Giants offered number six overall and their 2025 first-round pick to move up three spots. New England said no. The Vikings offered number 11 and number 23, their first-round picks, along with a 2025 first-rounder in exchange for the third pick and then two mid-round selections for New England. But none of those proposals, according to Mike Rice, who covers, he's the John Keim equivalent for ESPN, according to his reporting, none of those proposals met the criteria that the Patriots wanted to move off of number three. Now, what is not specifically said in this report is whether or not the Giants, you know, what quarterback specifically the Giants and Vikings were moving up to take. I am assuming it's Drake May. In fact, I'm pretty sure with the Giants, it was Drake May. I'm not 100% sure it was Drake May with the Vikings. I think the Vikings really did have a super high grade on J.J. McCarthy, which obviously they did not have to trade up to number three to get. They were able to trade up one spot from 11 to 10, and they were able to keep their 23 and eventually trade again. up to 17, but they took McCarthy at 10 overall. And maybe the biggest surprise of the quarterback, you know, first round record-setting night on Thursday night, six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. That's never happened before. The six taken in the first 27 picks in 1983 was the most, but the other night shattered that by about 15 spots. But the shocker, of course, was Michael Penix Jr. going number 8 to the Falcons. Without a doubt, one of the things that made draft night on Thursday night just a wild night. By the way, the ratings for the first round of the draft, 12 million people watched. Very interestingly, and I think I saw this data early this morning, and I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, the night two and day three of the draft, the ratings were down from previous years. And on some level, that makes sense. I mean, you had so much drama on night one with six quarterbacks going on night one, and people were so into night one. Maybe at, you know, after all those quarterbacks were gone and there wasn't an obvious big name necessarily at the top of the board on night two, there were people that were less interested. But the selection of Penix Jr. is still getting a lot of talk. What is now clear is that Arthur Blank was on board before this actually happened. Remember on draft night, there's that, the, you know, the video from the war room of Terry Fontenot, the GM, talking to Arthur Blank, and people said he's trying to explain what they just did to the owner. No, they had that planned out. And apparently what essentially happened was they met with Michael Penix Jr. after his pro day and fell in love with him. And one of the guys that fell in love with him was their assistant GM, Kyle Smith, who was obviously here. And from that moment on, they sent, you know, a flotilla of Falcons executives out to Seattle for a private workout. Fontenot, the GM, Raheem Morris attended that as well. And they just fell in love with Michael Penix Jr. And I think the real issue here, and it's going to be a learning, the people that talk about this being the right thing to do and it was genius, they're insane. This makes no sense whatsoever. And it makes no sense whatsoever because if they had found out earlier how much they loved Michael Penix, they could have saved $100 million and spent it on a supporting cast for Michael Penix Jr. They had the 8th pick in the first round. If they had fallen in love with him months earlier, no one was going to pick him before 8. They would have never signed Cousins. And what's been revealed through this process is that teams, of course, are scouting players. And you have all of your scouts out there, the area scouts, etc. And you're creating a board, you know, during the season and right when the season ends. But the top level people in an organization do free agency first and then the draft. And so when you get Fontenot and you get the new head coach, who wasn't the head coach during the course of the season, he became the head coach in January, Raheem Morris, and you get all of these people along with Kyle Smith really now engaged in looking at all the work that the scouts have done, it happens basically after free agency because free agency comes first. In the future, I mean, the learning experience, it has to be a big takeaway. There's no way that this makes sense. I'm not saying that it doesn't make sense to draft a quarterback when you have a quarterback, especially a 36-year-old quarterback. But that quarterback wasn't there in March, early March. That quarterback came there to sign a 4-year, $180 million contract with $100 million guaranteed. If the quarterback had already been there for a while, that's one thing. But you've got to figured out because it's not the right way to handle it. If you've got a need for a quarterback, you have to have a real good feel for whether or not there's a quarterback in the draft that you're going to have a chance to pick. Because if you knew that as the Atlanta Falcons in February or early March before free agency started, you would have taken all of that money and you would have spent it elsewhere and you would have picked Michael Penix Jr. and said, let's go. Because as of now, Cousins, if you say he starts 2 years, because that's essentially when the guaranteed money runs out, Michael Penix Jr. is a 26 going on 27-year-old with already two of his 5 years, if you pick up the fifth-year option, and you probably would, already, you know, gone. Strange turn of events on draft night, and one of the true stunners in recent draft history, and one that I think totally deserves criticism. I'm not into trying to say that having more than one quarterback isn't important, and having an opportunity to draft a quarterback in the first round for a quarterback that's getting older doesn't make sense. I think it does. I think the Jordan Love thing did make sense. You know, I think years ago when the Packers took Aaron Rodgers, it did make sense, I'm sure. You know, Andrew Brandt told us that story many times in the past. But those two quarterbacks were taken at 26 and 24, respectively, in the draft. And the quarterbacks that were aging a bit were already there and had been there for a while and didn't just come there with a new $180 million four-year deal. That's stupidity when it comes to roster management and cap management. Other than that, you know, the drama of the first night, and I'm going through some of this because we didn't spend a lot of time yesterday on the show talking about the rest of the draft, but there were a couple of picks that I thought were really interesting. I think the Eagles have done a really good job, at least on paper, in this offseason. I think Ricky Pearsall getting selected by the 49ers at 31. Now, he was a receiver Denton and I talked about all season long during the college football season. We both liked him a lot. He was not mocked on many first-round boards, but he ended up going first-round, and that means probably Deebo Samuel and or Brandon Ayuk may be available. I think that the Bears getting Caleb Williams and then getting Roma Dunze, who I actually like as much as any of the receivers in the draft, you'd be hard-pressed to come up with a better roster for the number one overall quarterback in a draft going into. The Bears roster with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and the rookie Roma Dunze, with Cole Kmet at tight end, with recently signed DeAndre Swift in the backfield. Oh, by the way, still with, you know, Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson. A defense that, you know, is on the come for sure with Sweat, you know, in his big deal. You've got a new OC in Shane Waldron. This is a team, Chicago, if Caleb Williams is the right guy, you're going to know it pretty quickly because they're giving him and have for him, and by the way, a pretty solid offensive line as well with guys like Darnell Wright and Tevin Jenkins, et cetera. I can't remember in recent memory a quarterback going into a better situation as the number one overall quarterback in a first round. Can you, Denton?
No, not off the top of my. I mean, you might have to go like way, way back, but I can't.
I mean, what was Cincinnati's situation for Burrow?
They were drafting him 100%. They had already decided they were moving.
No.
Andy Dalton.
What was the overall team situation?
What do you mean? In
terms what was of the like, supporting cast like?
Oh, it was Tyler Boyd. That's it.
That was it, right?
Yeah, and then they drafted Ja'Marr Chase after. A.J. Green had gone off to Arizona by that point.
Right. Trevor Lawrence went into Jacksonville in 2021. If my memory serves me correctly, they were pretty good on defense the year before. They weren't, but they were 2-14. Remember, they got that pick, and then they improved significantly, along with Detroit, I think, who had the first. Was it Detroit? Or maybe that's the next year. It's really hard to find a situation where a quarterback is going into as healthy a situation as the number one overall as Caleb Williams is going to in Chicago. You know, Bo Nix is going to be interesting to see if that works with Sean Payton. One of my favorite players in the draft period, Brock Bowers to the Raiders. It's a tight end. Some people thought he might drop even further, but the Raiders didn't get their quarterback. You know, the Rams, it was discussed, did accept a lot of conversation about moving out of 19. There's also been a few reports that Sean McVay had fallen in love with Michael Penix Jr. as well, and that the Rams were thinking about drafting Penix Jr. at 19 had he gotten to that point. Minnesota, McCarthy, you know, you think about the quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, great supporting cast, great fit, right? Jaden Daniels into an organization people believe around the league with Cliff Kingsbury, and that's a good situation. Michael Penix Jr., he gets to sit. I don't know if he was the one that needed to sit. And then J.J. McCarthy getting connected with Kevin O'Connell. The, you know, another Shanahan-style offense. And then Bo Nix with Sean Payton. Like, the six quarterbacks taken all went to into situations, with the exception of Penix Jr. But then again, for him, he got picked eighth overall. Pretty decent situations overall. And then Xavier Worthy to Kansas City, by the way, at 28, with Buffalo trading with Kansas City to give them the fastest receiver in the draft, was certainly interesting as well. All right, got a couple of things we'll finish up on when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.